Hi, welcome to another episode of Paulton Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Jeff Waters. He's the Senior Vice President for Military, Industrial, and Computing at Altera, and Dr. Ashraf Lofty, he's the CEO of Empyrean, and we're going to talk a bit about the purchase of Empyrean by Altera and what that means for the company and what that means for the industry. So hello, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. I mean, everybody's buzzing about all of the things that are going on in the industry, and I know you guys have been asked why buy power, but my question would be, why not buy power? Isn't it? It's getting to the point where you have to understand power better to do a better job, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the move that we made to acquire Empyrean, as a large FPGA company, it's something you've seen from other companies in the past. You know, Qualcomm has done a lot of their own internal power development. They just recently also purchased Summit Micro as well. And, you know, they're in the same position that we are, a very large digital chip that's integrating a lot of functionality. And by virtue of that, it's going to more aggressive process nodes, and the combination of all that leads to very aggressive power demands.
Mm-hmm.
What exacerbates the whole thing, too, is that our customers are pushing very hard on overall power consumption reduction with our chips as well. So for us, it seemed like a real necessity and a real good way for us to improve our solutions. I think you're going to see more companies doing it as time goes on, but maybe we're just a little bit ahead of the curve.
That's a very good point. Well, hey, Ashraf, what do you think from Empyrean's point of view? Is this a willing purchase, or you jumping into it, or was there a bit of dragging involved?
No, I think this was very strategic, actually, and it jives very well with what we've been doing over the years and actually what we've been advocating for. We've been very loud advocates of merging and combining, you know, power into the most advanced digital chips for a long time. And our cornerstone technology has been geared towards that from the very, very beginning, which is driving towards a very high level of integration that's unprecedented in power, driving towards a single chip implementation, driving towards very high frequency of operation while maintaining very high efficiencies. These are all the basic foundations that are needed in order to address the problem that Jeff was just talking about, which is how do you bring power closer to the large digital chip that's becoming more complex, more difficult to power, and has a lot of demands on it than there used to be many years ago. So we view this as a very, very positive, very strategic move on Altera's part, and I would actually compliment them to say that, you know, they're ahead of the curve in this particular case.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because, well, it is. There are engineers who are designing devices, and it almost seems to be a disconnect. I buy chip A over here, and then I go buy point of load converter B over there, and then I've got to go through a big engineering effort to make sure that they operate together smoothly. What do you think,
Jeff? That's right.
Yeah, indeed. It's, I think for so many of our customers, the benefit that we're going to be able to bring to give them a validated solution where, you know, we're going to be able to stand by not only the FPGA but also the powering of the FPGA is something that our customers, especially for our bigger, more advanced FPGAs, it's something that they've really been demanding more and more. So for us, I think it's going to be a great simplifying benefit
mm-hmm.
to the customer base.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, the DSP was brought onto the FPGA a few years back. Is this going to be a major design effort, or is it something that is almost an organic evolution in the chip development?
You're talking about the DSP piece of it?
No, the power piece of it. In other words, considering that was a system that used to be separate to the chip that is now a given, one day power is going to be a given, how much of an effort is it going to be before it becomes a given?
I think it's pretty much, out of the chute here. Within the next, 2 to 4 months, we are going to be coming out with proven in hardware reference designs that our customers will be able to take to market very quickly and very easily. I think, if anything, relative to learning DSP tools and being able to implement them within FPGAs, you know, we've put a lot of work into making that fairly transparent and fairly straightforward. But I think even compared to that, I think the power piece of it is going to be an even simpler proposition.
That's interesting. And what do you think on that, Ashraf? Slides right in?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think that once we perform the work that Jeff described in terms of validated solutions, the obvious ease of design that comes with one of our power SoCs gets carried over into this validated solution. So not only does it now guarantee that the FPGA will perform in some cases to some extreme metrics that it has to perform to, but it will also make it very simple and very easy for the customer to implement that power solution due to the heavy integration that we've been able to put into our devices. So they just put one part down, a couple of caps, and for each rail, that becomes the solution, which is very simple. So I think this is going to drive, you know, a lot of adoption, a much more simplified flow, not to mention the technical benefits that will come through as this gets deployed further and further.
Well, exactly. I imagine that since this is just early days, we haven't even seen the level of integration and control that can be realized. Would you agree to that?
That's correct. And actually, in our combined vision, you know, with the folks at Altera, one of the drivers behind this whole acquisition is not only just what we can do today with the products that we have and powering, you know, the FPGAs and making the life of the customer easier, but also because we believe that there is a very strong connection between a power device and its load, and that sometimes the best way to utilize that connection would be to reside within the load itself. So as a grand vision, I do see that down the road we will see more and more of the power being implemented within or around the FPGA in ways that are not possible unless you're actually part of that solution. So I believe we're going to see a lot of power control, particularly voltage scaling, things that will drive the power consumption down, scheduling, load management, things that are all related to power consumption that are very hard to do unless you have control of both sides.
Hey,
Alex, just to piggyback on that, you know, one of the things on the FPGA side that we've been pursuing is this this path we've called silicon convergence. And you mentioned DSPs, that's one piece. So we have hardened DSP blocks that exist within our FPGAs make for great, efficient, effective integration of DSPs. We've also released products just this year that have integrated ARM microcontrollers. So when you consider what we're doing on the processing side, both with DSPs and with micros, coupled with the custom logic integration that you have within our FPGAs already, you know, increasingly we're seeing more and more discrete digital chips also getting integrated into the FPGA. And then when you consider that you can take the power management of that FPGA and have a proven solution going into it, at the system level, I think the complexity of your overall power system design is going to go down, as well as the you know, the efficiency the efficiency of the power supply is going up as well.
Well, I mean, that's a very good point, Jeff, as well. And obviously, this is tailoring towards FPGAs, but the bottom line is that going forward, any digital technology can be supported by this.
That's right. And it's you know, that is one of the things that we've recognized, is there's a great breadth of products that Empyrean had at acquisition to supply FPGAs. When you look at our roadmap, even just for powering the FPGAs, because FPGAs are so diverse in terms of their power needs, you're going to see that we're going to have a great portfolio of products, even for non-FPGA design. So if you have a board, you have an FPGA, you have other products on there that you also need powered, you're going to see that the Empyrean family from Altera is going to be a good solution for you, even beyond the FPGA.
Mm-hmm. And so is that a branding statement there, that Empyrean is going to be maintained as a product family within the Altera line?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that we recognized early on from talking with customers and people within the industry is that Empyrean has been recognized for the technology advancement that they've had within their Power SoC family. With that, we're going to retain that name as a brand. You know, Altera has other sub-brands like the Stratix family, for example.
Mm-hmm.
This will be another sub-brand, so it'll be Empyrean Power Products from Altera.
Excellent. And that keeps the good faith that Empyrean took all that time and trouble to build up.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, either of you gentlemen have anything you'd like to leave our audience with before we close out the episode? Where can they go to get more information?
You can go to altero.com for all the information that we have around the Empyrean products, and I would say as well, you know, stay tuned. I think here over the course of the next couple of months, you know, after the acquisition, you know, as we start to pull the organizations together here, you're going to see a lot of great solutions coming out from us, and we really invite you to take a look more deeply at the Empyrean products and technology if you have already, and to get introduced to them if you haven't.
Excellent. Well, hey, Jeff, thank you very much, and thank you, Ashraf, for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Palt for Palt on Power. Have a great day.